and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. When the Lord your God has brought you into the land sworn to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you, a land you refine and large cities that you did not build, houses filled with all sorts of goods that you did not build, hewn cisterns that you did not hew, vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. And when you have eaten your fill, take care that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. The Lord your God you shall fear, the Lord you shall serve, and by the Lord's name alone you shall swear. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. God, you spoke and still speak through unexpected people, through silence, through your word written and proclaimed through the centuries. And so we come today to hear your story once again, to find our place among your people and within your vision for all creation. So open our ears, our hearts, our minds, and then, O God, open our hands to do your work. Amen. All over the world, primarily in mountainous areas, you're likely to find a system of backcountry huts, person or whose life and heart remains. Those are the saints who have shaped and formed us to faith, who have gone before us digging wells and planting vineyards for the benefit of generations yet to come. We give thanks for all of those saints. So these words from Deuteronomy are important for that reason, but they're also important as we begin our stewardship emphasis for this fall. Over the next few weeks, you will be asked to prayerfully consider how you will support New Providence's ministries financially in 2022. In January, we'll take that step further and invite every one of us to invest our time and energy into those ministries. As I said earlier, our theme this year is Bigger Than Me, reminding us all that we are a part of something bigger than ourselves and our own wants and needs. There's no better place to begin than by giving thanks for those who have come before us, who have chopped the wood and laid the fires and dug the wells and planted the vineyards. We are here today because of the faithful work of our forebears. On the cover of your bulletin, I have included an adaptation of verse 11 of this passage from Deuteronomy 6. It was written by a minister from Seattle. I especially like the second stanza. Together we are more than any one person could be. Together we can build across the generations. Together we can renew our hope and faith in the life that is yet to unfold. We are ever bound in community. May it always be so. That's what Bigger Than Me really means. That's what we're about in this congregation. It means that faith is never just me and Jesus. It means that what we do together is far bigger than the sum of the parts. It means that when we give to the whole ministry of the church and not just the pet projects benefiting one individual or the members of any human family. It means that we are bound together in community, even with those saints who chartered Presbyterian congregation inside the walls of John Craig's Fort 235 years ago. Lord willing, we will be bound together with those who call this place home 235 years from now. We build on foundations we did not lay. We warm ourselves by fires we did not light. We sit in the shade of trees we did not plant. We drink from wells we did not dig. We profit from persons we did not know. This is as it should be. I began this sermon talking about those mountain huts. I was reminded of them earlier this week when I read something from another Presbyterian minister, Bob Dunham, recently retired from First Presbyterian Church in New York City. Bob says that in his very first congregation, he received an urgent phone call one morning from one of his members who insisted that he come over to see her right away. Driving across town, Bob wondered what could be so important, but this woman was a chronic complainer, so there was absolutely no telling. Bob said Mary seemed to have turned making demands of other people into an art form. When he arrived at her house, Mary sat him down on an uncomfortable love seat and launched into a long account of a trip she and her late husband had taken to Europe several decades before. She didn't miss a single detail, and 20 minutes later, Bob was still wondering why he'd been summoned. Then she said, "The Alps. The Alps are why I called you here today." Bob looked at her quizzically, and Mary explained that the Alps were her favorite part of the trip. And then she proceeded to share all with him all that information about the Alpine huts and about how the only requirement for staying in one was to chop some wood and lay a fire for the next person who would visit. When she finished, Mary leaned forward and said, "This morning, exactly right. Never to